First of all the Torah tonight is being sponsored by Mehelik Talmud, Yudit Nafshi, Rav Mordechai, and Zeshish Chayel Dasa Bennett. People I feel so close to, people are more like Mishpacha. For Rafu Shalema, for Rav Mordechai's father, who needs some Rafuos, we should have him in mind in our Tfilos. Avram Yehuda ben Tamar Rezel. Dr. Bennett, who should Bez Hashem, have Refuas Yeshuas, Bekarov, Pesuch Sharchel Yisrael, Bez Hashem Sparach. Well, the Chizik, the Cyrus, should be his chus for his Refuah. So, Chavar, you know, we entered into Mar Cheshvin. We entered into Mar Cheshvin. Today was the first day of Cheshvin, the second day of Rosh Chodesh. And Mar Cheshvin is what it is. It's Mar. It's naturally bitter. And we feel it. We feel it. Each and every one of us feels it. We had such incredible Yom Tovim. Such beautiful Yom Tovim. Such highlights. Such moments. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Sashim Etshuva. Shabbat Shuva. Sukkis. Shemini Atzeres. Hashanah Rabbah. Simchas Torah. Like crazy, incredible highlights of the whole year. And now suddenly we go into Cheshvin. And it's like nothing. Void, not a yontif. Just regular days. Those of us that are in school, back in school, should be in school, maybe in Yavin. But anyways, Lameisa, it's a time, that's why it's mar, it's bitter, it's naturally bitter. What do we as Yidden do? We as Yidden, when something's bitter, we don't want to leave it as is. We have to bring it to a sweet place. We don't want to stay in this bitter state of mind. Well, for a month we're going to be bitter. We want to make it, we have to sweeten it. So how do you sweeten something? So the quintessential item, the example of something sweet that we have in the Torah is dvash. It's honey. In fact, by the way, the pasuk for the tzeref of Shem Havaya of the month of Cheshvin has to be dvash hayom azeh Hashem. Dvash hayom azeh Hashem. Vav hei hei yud. So we see we're bringing dvash, we're bringing honey. So what does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? Bring honey to the month. So I was thinking about it yesterday. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought me something very special, Yisod. You know, what do we compare to honey? The Halakha Torah. The Torah is compared to honey. But not just honey. We say in Tehillim, David Melech teaches us it's even sweeter than honey. Then it's hanechamad mizavu mipazravu misukim midvash. It's even sweeter than honey. They're psukim that compare it to honey, but it's even sweeter than honey. So what was the lingering taste of all the Yom Tovim? What was the final culmination of all the Yom Tovim? Simchas Torah. I mean, all year long, I can't blow shofar, and I can't sit in the sukkah, and I can't shake a lulav. You know what the lingering taste of Yom Tov is? You know, we walk away with Yom Tov, Simchas Torah. And that's something we can take into the entire year. To revitalize our connection to Torah. To be mechazek our connection of Liban HaTorah. To elevate our Torah learning on whatever level that is for each and every one of us. That brings dvash, that brings sweetness. And that will sweeten this naturally bitter month of Cheshvan. And Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me a special matana. Before I explain the matana, one other we know, there's a Yalkut Shimoni that tells us, Mirz Hashem, it's going to be this year. The Chanukas HaBayis of Binyan Bayis Shlishi of the third base of English will be in Cheshvin. It's going to be this month. Mirz Hashem, this year, Tafshinayim Beis. Bez Jemz Baruch. So we're going to have it soon. So with that all in mind, Aravoid is a sweet in the month of Cheshvin with Torah. So if you take the gematria of Torah B'Cheshvin, to bring Torah into Cheshvin with the Koil, is exactly gematria. Mashiach said Kenu. Bimheira, Bimheira. Mamish, exactly. So Bez Hashem Baruch, we're going to be Zoyche. We're going to be Zoyche, Chavra. We're going to be Zoyche to elevate this month as we're starting. Today was Rosh Chodesh El, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin. I want to go back. You see, I want to go back to El. But Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, and here we're starting right away. And it's, you know, for a few weeks we had the Shirat, and we had the Shirat earlier Zaman, Ben Azman, and different We had the beautiful Lel Hashanah Rabbah Tish that started much earlier. That's easier. It's easier for Chevra. You have to be Moser Nefesh to come to learn late at night. It's beautiful the Chevra that came to be Moser Nefesh for Torah, and that's what's going to sweeten our month. That's what's going to sweeten our month and sweeten our lives. And Mirtz Hashem, it's going to be through Torah Bichet, and we're going to be Zoyche too. Same Gematria, Mechchiach, the Kain of Mehir, Bimeh, Beth Shem Torah. So let's learn Torah. Ela told us Noach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dor Esav es ha Elohim his halich Noach. So these are generations of Noach. Noach was a tzadik. He was pure. He was complete in his generation. So what's pshat then? Es ha Elohim, right? Us with a hey idea. Es ha Elohim. It's the Elohim his halich Noach. Noach walked with. What's the lashon of ha Elohim? Why not es Elohim his halich Noach? So we have to develop something very special. What's seemingly the most important avodah of every yid? In avodas Hashem, in a relationship with Akash Baruch, in a relationship with Yiddishkeit, it's Emunah. Emunah is the foundation of everything. True, deep Emunah. To really believe in Hashem. To believe that the Eibishter runs the world. To believe that Eibishter is by our side. That's our driving force and what's going to bring us out of bed to daven with the slavas, to put on tefillin, to keep Shabbos, one of the ways we could commit strongly to that, looking at things we shouldn't be looking at. Of course, there are other reasons for that as well. Holy for Shaivim. Not that we should. We should probably be talking about that every day, but that's another discussion for another time. Lameisa. Emunah, right? We've said over here before the words of the Ramban that that's why the Bahag leaves it out of his minyan mitzvahs, because it's not just one of the 630 mitzvahs. So it's not one of; it's the foundation of all mitzvahs, the foundation of our lives. Emunah. It was by Rav Matal Silver, Tzina Rebbe. A lot of us were there. Cholamayit Simchas B'Shveva was mamish incredible. So we had Chabura this past Monday night, first Chabura after it was Mamish. Tara Messina. So at one point he explained what's Pshat that a Suma is Pater from Mitzvahs. That a person who's a blind person is Pater from Mitzvahs. So it can't be that means a Suma doesn't have to do any Mitzvahs. Some even suggest doesn't even have to keep the Los Asays. He's completely Pater. You tell me, what is he? He's like a non-Jew? Chas v'sholom. Because he doesn't not able to see? So he suggests that there's different ways to come to mitzvahs. We can come to do mitzvahs because we're mechuyev in a mitzvah. So I'm mechuyev to daven, I'm mechuyev to put on tefillin, I'm mechuyev to not wear shatnez, whatever it might be. So I do the mitzvah. That's sumas pater from. But you tell me... He says, Asuma still has to believe in Hashem. How can you not believe in Hashem? Asuma still has to have Emunah. And once you have Emunah, Emunah is a driving force. How can I not serve Hashem? How can I not have Yiras Hashem? How can I not want to do everything we know that brings Nachas Ruach Liyotra, which are all the mitzvahs? So he's putter from mitzvahs, Ramatul suggested, from an area of Chiyuv. So that's what it means, he's putter. But he's still performing all the mitzvahs because he has Emunah. Because Emunah is our driving force. Matul said he heard Rav Asher Weiss said the same Yisoid. Baruch Hashem. Emunah. Emunah is our foundation of Avodah Hashem. Emunah is our foundation of Simchas Achaim. I know it's very hard for the Chevra, a lot of the Chevra, and unfortunately lost this your camper from Hask. What was her name? The Hebrew name?
Shein
Lahuva. Pass.
Yoel.
She and Lahuva Basiol. So the Shama Shalom Aliyah. She be the last kapara the Klal Yisrael needs. Bez Hashem. We should be dancing with her soon. She has a cane of Bez Hashem. So it's hard. It's not easy. What allows us to even have any level of nechama? Hamakum yinachim eschem. To know there's an Eibishter. To know the Eibishter runs the world. To know the Eibishter has a plan. Without that, we're frozen. Without that, we crawl up into a corner and cry for the rest of our life. It's such a difficult tragedy. But when you know there's a Ribbon Shalom, you still can be sad. You miss the person. It's sad what happened. You feel for the family. But you have Emunah. And I can still stand up and I can still move on. So listen to this, Chevra. The deepest emunah is to know that Hashem is in everything and everywhere at every moment. Hashem is not just in Torah and not just listening to us when we're davening, but in everything we do, everything we partake in, the Rabbani Shalom is there, and He's in everything in this world. We have to mamish believe the Eibishter is connected to this tish, to this table right now. The Baal Tanya discusses, explains, if the Eibishter didn't will this table to be here right now, it would poof, it would disappear. We have to believe that. And that's why it is very famously, a lot of this Torah we're going to share is from Rav Meshulam Shraga Faivish of Brzezin, the Heliga, he has a Sefer, also Svas Emes, not the Geras Svas Emes. That's why it is very famously Elokim, obviously spelled with a Hey, Hashem's name is Gematria 86, which is exactly Gematria Hateva. The Rish Chachma says this and others already. Hateva, the nature, meaning the nature, there is no nature in the world. Hateva is Elokim. Everything that exists in the world is Rabbeinu Shalom. We have to believe that. Everything. Everything you look at. And Havaya is Hayah Hayviya. He was, He is, He'll always be. In everything, at every moment. In fact, the Tzaddik of Uri of Strelitz, he was known as Hasaraf, the sharp one. Strelitz Rebbe. It's Talmud of Baal Shem. Tell you something, one thing about it. He was known, this tzaddik, if you've never heard of this tzaddik was known that his tefillah was like the most passionate tefillah like you ever saw in your life. Every time he davened with fervor and enthusiasm, Mamash Chavrus had the schus to see Rasu Meir davened. Apparently, like, the Strelitzker was like on a different planet. And they say, I've read this, that every time before he'd go to daven, he'd go and give Seis Lel Shalom and he'd like bid farewell to his family. Because he was afraid that every time he'd go to Davin, he thought that his mamish, his neshama, would leave his guf, and that would be it. So he wanted to prepare for that. And he'd tell them as well that he's that, and he'd tell them, by the way, the manuscripts of Torah, you find in my drawer, those manuscripts, I didn't write them, those are my Rabbi or Shlomo of Karlin. Those were the two things he'd tell them. He'd remind them always. Say, Shkoyach, it was a beautiful time in this world. Imagine, mamish. And by the way, those are Reb Shlomo Karlin. So he said the following. He says, you know what emunah is? Believing in Hashem is not just emunah that, for example, that if you have just a cup of water, that water could extinguish a fire. And you believe that Hashem is the one who created that koyach. That's one level of emunah. That you believe Hashem was the one who created the koyach, that this water will extinguish the fire. He says true emunah is much deeper than that. True emunah is not just that God created that this water could put out a fire, but at every single moment, Hashem is giving strength and creating the will and the ability for this water to put out the fire. And if any moment Hashem decides that that should change, and He's not going to give it that ability, it will stop and the water will not be able to put out the fire. That's how strong our emunah has to be. That's what emunah means. Everything is only Hashem. There is no nature. Hateva Zelokim. And it's whatever Hashem wants it to be at every moment. And by the way, it's the biggest necham in life. You know, Hashem's orchestrating everything. He's taking care of everything. There's an Eibishter who runs the world. And that's how we, by the way, if we pay attention to our brachos, which is our recognition of Hashem's world, that's what we're constantly saying. What do we say? What do we say when you take an apple? You say, Bayre Priyaitz. We don't say, Bara. Pre-ha'etz, that created in past tense. Boyre, He's creating right now. He's creating right now. He's constantly creating. He's constantly involved in our life. In everything in our life. It's in the present tense. Osa ma'isa bereishis. Not osa. Osa is making. Constantly making. As we say, ha'mechadesh betuva b'chol yom tamid. He's constantly bringing His chadshus in this world. There's hashkacha min hashamayim. So listen to this, Chavri, ready? Mamsha. It's a Torah. I was excited to give this Torah over. It's a big Torah. So what happens? Noah comes into the world. Already, then the Bereishis, we'll talk about that. Mir Tashem, by the 5 minute, you'll see something. But Lemaiso, one Torah at a time. And Noah's here, and he has children, Shem Chom and Ophes, and suddenly, immediately, Batishoches, Art of Nelekim. There's destruction. There's destruction in the world. And what? Hashem wants to destroy the world. Why? Because man has destroyed his way. Now, what exactly does that mean? The Torah doesn't tell us what hishchis kol basar es darko means. What does that mean? Rashi tells us it's some level, and even the animals, of terrible averas when it comes to arayos and to that nature. There's other, many svarim actually talk about Sheikh Hosea Latalo, which is hashchasa, which is destruction. Ki hishchis kol basar es darko. What does it mean? So I saw a new idea from this, the Halakha Sefer, this Svas Emes. Again, not the Geras Svas Emes. So he says as follows, Mishum Shragafayvish, Zechaz Agfash Bracha. He says, you know what it means? Ki Hishchas Kolbasar Astarko. And he quotes actually from an Igur Tikala, but I couldn't find it inside from the Zaskar, so I'm going to say it from the Svas Emes. But he says it means they no longer had Emuna. They no longer, their hishchis, their ability to see that Hashem has hashkacha over them at every moment. And where does he bring Araya? Listen, this is incredible, so beautiful. It says, ki hishchis kol basar. It's very interesting, lashon. Not ki hishchis kol adam es darko, ki hishchis kol ish es darko, hishchis kol basar. So that's why Rashi picks up, it means even the animals, right? Because it refers to it not as people, but as basar, as meat, you know? So that's what even the animals. But listen to what he says, basar, it's a remez, ladavar. In Zoysa Bracha, there's a poetic pasuk in Perek Lamigimel pasuk Chavav that's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Kokel Yeshurun, Rochev Shemayim Bezrecha, who's like riding chariots in heaven to help us. He's mamish flying, Rabbeinu Shalom's just traveling all over to help us. Rochev Shemayim Bezrecha, therefore, is what? Is a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha and taking care of us, of watching over us, of helping us. What's Rosh Tevos Rochev Shemayim Bezrecha? Reish Shin Bez Basar. Ki hishchis kol basar. What does it mean, ki hishchis kol basar? They destroyed basar, they destroyed Rochev Shemayim Bezrecha. They destroyed the concept to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over us and taking care of us. Every single moment. Because Baruch Hu brought me a matana, another remez lover, basar, bigamatria, is what simple gamatria, basar, base in race, 502, exactly gamatria, emuna pshuta. Ki hishchis kol basar, they destroyed their emuna pshuta, they no longer had belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's as well, what's the emphasis? Vatimalei haaret chamas. They were what? What's it's constantly talking about? Why did Hashem? Because there was chamas. What is chamas? They were stealing for each other. They were stealing from each other. They were grabbing each other's things. When does someone steal from each other? When you have no bitachon that Hashem's going to take care of you. I have no bitachon that Hashem's taking care of me. I have no belief that there's hashkacha min Hashemayim. So I need to take care of myself. I'm willing to take from you. I need things. But when I believe Hashem's going to take care of me, I believe everything comes from Hashem, I would never take from you. Even that is founded upon Kihishkas Kobas of Reiche Shemayim Bezracha, of their belief in Ashkach of Hashem. And why was this? Ki Mala Haaretz Chamas. The Pasuk says, Ki Mala Haaretz Chamas. It was full of stealing. Rashi Tevos, Ki Mala Haaretz Chamas. Kaf Mem Hei Ches. Chachma. And wisdom. Wisdom is usually a good thing. Right? We want wisdom. Talmud Chacham. Wisdom is only a good thing if that's first founded upon a nivus. And it means I have humility to know everything from Hashem, and I want to find wisdom within Torah, wisdom with what Hashem gives me, together with my emunah. But when I have wisdom with myself, I think I know anything, that wisdom leads to gaiva, and ki hishchas kol basar. That was what happened here. And therefore, the downfall of humanity, the downfall and destruction of the world in the times of Noach was a lacking of belief in Hashem. And it's the downfall of all of people's lives. Because when you don't believe in Hashem, and don't believe that Hashem runs the world, and don't believe that Hashem is taking care of you every moment, and don't see Hashem by your side, first of all, it creates tremendous sadness, creates zero ability to have hope. I'm Miss Yayish. Why would you have hope? What's going to ever change? No one's orchestrating anything. And it also creates that I become God. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want. Because there's no more purpose and meaning. Destructive. Destruction. Yeah, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard because L'maisa, we don't see the Rabbi Nishalom physically. Because you don't see something means it doesn't exist. Look between myself and Moshe David right now. You see anything between the two of us? We don't see anything between the two of us. But L'maisa, there's oxygen, there's chesnesh. Don't tell my wife, but there's dust in the air. Who knows? I don't know. It's very clear. Baruch Hashem, that was amazing, but you understand. But there's a lot in between us. Just because you don't see something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. The Eibishter's here every moment. That was a famous story by the Kotzker. There were Talmidim once, so beautiful. They came to the Kotzker on Sukkot. And they said they went to another Rebbe Sukkah. And the other Rebbe Sukkah, it was incredible, incredible chizik. He says, yeah, what did you see? What was so chizik? He said, mamish, other Rebbe. And when they were there, they were able to, I don't remember the story, the Rebbe saw, or all of them physically saw the Ushpizin. Mamish saw, it was Ushpizin, the Yitzchak, you know, they saw Yitzchak, they saw Yaakov. So Kotzker says, wow, that's incredible. You know, I don't see them. I don't see Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, I don't see Moshe Aaron. I don't see Yosef, I don't see David, I don't see the Shpizim. But you know what? I believe they're there, sitting there. I believe their mom is sitting in my sukkah, even though I don't see them. And that's so much greater. It's easy to believe they're there when you physically see them. I believe they're there and I don't see them. Thus state the Kotzker. And that's our avodah. It might be true that we don't see, but our avodah is to have a muna, because if not, you deal with, you have hashchas, you have destruction. And that's what happened in the Mabul. You know, the Pasuk says, Toiv lachlos Hashem, if toich ba'adam. Pasuk until the famous Pasuk, Kuf Yuches. So I saw, he brings down, why the lashon lachsos ba'Hashem, and then miftoach ba'adam. Miftoach lashon bitachon. So shouldn't say, Tov livtoach ba'Hashem, Mivtoach ba'adam. Keep it the same. It's better to believe in Hashem and have faith in Hashem, trust in Hashem, than trust in man. That makes sense. What's David HaMelech told? What's his lashon? Lachsos means to be covered, to be sheltered by. What's pshat? So Hashem, he says so beautifully. You know what bitachon is. Let me tell you, first of all, just what bitachon. You have to understand the depth of what bitachon is and what a true emunah is. Bitachon is not, I'm davening and davening that I should win the lottery. And if I win the lottery, oh, it was the Eibishter. Look at the Eibishter. He was by my side. It was incredible. Or, you know, that's not emunah. That's not bitachon. It's some level. It's a low level. Emunah bitachon is, I work hard. I go to a job. And at the end of the week, I get a paycheck from my boss. And of course, I know that I put in a shtadlus to earn this, and I give a karza tov that my boss gave it to me because he's taking care of me. But I also know at the same time, 100%, that Amun B'Tachlan is actually from the Eibishter. And my boss is only a shliach. That's Amun B'Tachlan. That's a deeper sense. To know even B'derech HaTeva, the normal life, is also, that's the way Hashem's choosing to take care of me. Through this job that he also gave me. Not just through the lottery. And not just because I'm walking down the street and I see $100 on the floor. That's what, it's mamish, even my job, not to think, oh, I got this money because I earned it, because I put in work, and because my boss gave it to me. I mean, that's all true as shluchim. But ultimately, it's from Hashem. That's what we have to know. He says, that's pshat, toiv lachsos b'Hashem, if toich ba'adam. Lachsos means I'm sheltered, I'm taken care of. There's a global umbrella on top from Hashem. Meaning, it's to understand that, That's what's toiv much more so than just the avtacha in Adam. The avtacha in Adam is avtacha that this is going to come from my boss because he told me he's going to give it to me if I work. With Hashem, it's much greater than that. He's actually the lachsos. He's the backdrop, sheltering, taking care of everything that happens. And that's much greater than any bitachon in man. And anything comes from man. We have to always know that. Hashem hu ha-elokim. He is the Elokim. He is the Hateva. We have to believe that and know that. And that's the level of what Noach was. Noach was someone, as we know, Rashi says, and this is the famous Rashi, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, that everybody talks about, that he was Mekatne Emuna, Mamin Ve'eno Mamin. Whatever that means, there's so many different pshatim, where to put the comma, how to do it. These are famous Torahs. Pasha Pshat is very hard to understand, that he didn't have so much Emuna. Mekatne Emuna, Mamin Ve'eno Mamin. Listen to what he says, so beautiful. No, mamin ve'eino mamin. He believed and he didn't believe. What did Rashi tell us? Mamin ve'eino mamin, mem vav mem. It's Gematria 86. Elokim. Elokim. Noach was the ish Elokim, where he saw Hashem in everything. He saw Hashem every moment. That's the hey idea. Ho Elokim is Alech Noach. He stood for that. Es ho Elokim es Alech Noach. That was the greatness of his life. And with the Hei Ayidia, you know what happens when you have to put a Hei Ayidia? Ho Elokim. Ho Elokim is Gematria. Elokim is 86, which is Ateva. But if you add a Hei to 86, what is it? 91, which we know famously is Adnas and Havaya. It's Ha Yehovah V'yia. Together with Aleph Dal Nun Yud. It's right, 26 plus 65. Which is the Sukkah, which is Toiv Lachsois. Hashem as well, which is that shelter, but Lameisa. Ho Elokim takes it to a different level where it's from Elokim. It takes Elokim to Rachamim. But Elokim is Din. Ho Elokim already is Gematria, Havaya, and Adam together, so it's already Rachamim. It turns around. And that's why he says, Noach, you know why he didn't fully believe the Mabul will come? Not because he didn't believe in Hashem. But he thought through his connection to Elohim, through his connection to see Hashem in everything, it's going to bring miracles into the world and the whole world will be saved. Why? Because when you believe in Hashem so deeply, that's what brings miracles into Hashem, into the world. You know what's the Gematria Nes? Miracle? Nes is 110. If you take the Miloy of Havaya, there's different Miloy of Havaya, but using the with an Aleph, Havaya, right? So Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. Hey would be Hey Aleph. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav, and Hey Aleph is 45. Ma, it's known as Ma. Right? 45. So 45 plus Adnas, the way we pronounce it, Aleph Dal Nun Yud, is what? What's 45 plus 65? 110. Gematria Nes. When you see Hashem in everything, Havaya and Adnas, you bring miracles into the world. Ho Elokim is Gematria, Havaya and Adnas. Yud Ke Vav Ke and Aleph Dal Nun Yud. Which brings the Nes into the world. And that's what he believed, because ultimately, and that's by the way, right? We have Tzaddikim. You have Tzaddikim all the time. Tzaddikim were bringing miracles into the world, mamish. What's Pshat? Because when you have so much Emunah, you have so much belief in Hashem, and you see Hashem in everything, you can mamish bring a Nes into the world. You bring, because ultimately you believe more than anything that every moment Hashem is mechadish mitivu kol yom tavit. So Hashem proves it and shows it. And he brings a miracle. Miracles are what proves that. When everything is the same every day, we get lost. And we can chas v'shalom think that there's nature. Suddenly there's a miracle. Clearly that's Yad Hashem. If we believe in the concept that every moment Hashem's connected to everything, then miracles can occur because no moment is connected to the last. That's what it is. And that's a belief of Avaya and Adnas within Elokim. It's Ha Elokim. Which is Gematria Adnas Avaya. Yifal Chevra. That's our Avoda. Happens to be the problem with Noach. So why was Noach wrong? Why did Noach, again, we're saying Mam and Deinu Mam Shabir Mabel, was Noach had such a connection to Hashem, Hashem Hu Elokim. Mem, Vav Mem, Rashi Tevos, Mam Beinu, Mamim. And he really thought, therefore, we'd bring a miracle and the Mabu wouldn't come. What was he wrong? He was wrong because, unfortunately, he was the only one who believed that. And it wasn't enough to save the world. If he was able to inspire others to believe that, it would have been a different story. That was the greatness of Avram. That was the greatness of Avram. Mekatne Amunah was Noach. Mekatne Amunah is Gematria 305. Noach's 58. Avram's 248. If he would have had more Avram in him, who inspired others and makarv others to also believe in Hashem and everything, Avram's 248 plus Noach's 58 is what? 306. 306 is one more than Mekatne Amunah. He would have defeated this and everything would have been fine. And he would have saved the world. But he wasn't able to. He wasn't able to inspire others. He wasn't able to see that was his tafkid, to see that was his purpose, to see that that's what he was going to do. And therefore he had this Amunah, but that wasn't enough to bring the Nes into the world for the Ganz Welt who didn't have this Amunah. That's why, by the way, Avram is two times Hashem Hu Elokim. Havaya Hu Elokim is 124. Havaya Hu Elokim times 2 is 248, Gematria Avram. Because he had double amounts. He had it for him and for others. He had it that he spread to the world. Which unfortunately Noach didn't. So our avodah, each and every one of us, is to have emunah. To know that Hashem runs the world. To know that Hashem is taking care of us every moment. To not be somebody who's lacking. Not be someone who's lacking in the constant hashgacha of, like the Dor HaMabul that was Hishchis Kol Basar. You know, I was thinking about these Yesodos as I was preparing this shir, and I couldn't stop thinking, Emes, about Yedid Nafshi. I was supposed to call him a friend. He's much more than a friend. He was a role model. He was a mentor. He was like my own Zaidi, who had the schuss, who lived right around the corner from my parents, and had the schuss to have a very special kesher with Leibel Zisman of Hashalom. Leibel Zisman was I've spoken about him before, but he was a yid in the community, grandparent of a bunch of my talmidim. Some of the chaver knows Eli Portel's grandfather. And Leibel Zisman, Zeichus Hadakash Bracha. He was a Holocaust survivor, who would come, unfortunately he already passed away a few years ago, but when he was still alive, he used to come, he's came once or twice to speak to the entire DRS, but once I heard him speak the first time, I had him come, even when he didn't speak to all DRS, he'd come speak to my shir. And when he would speak to my shir, just to give you an understanding of what type of person this was, how inspiring it was, literally, and Chevron knows, I mean, some of you were in my shir, so you know what the shir is like. And imagine this. Imagine having a guest speaker come. Imagine this. On a Friday, on Erev Shabbos. So an Erev Shabbos is also like you're halfway out the door from the beginning of the day.
Shir on Erev Shabbos.
Listen, very good. On Erev Shabbos. And not only that, Erev Shabbos, they make shir longer. Let's say a day when there's no chabruz, no nothing. So basically, shir on Erev Shabbos is 9 to 12. So you have 3 hours, right? Imagine it. We used to make kiddush and different things, but imagine it wasn't a kiddush, it was a 3-hour shir. And imagine I came into shir, we're having a speaker today. I didn't say that long, but Matt, listen to this. He used to come, I'd always have him on a Friday so we'd have more time. And I'm not just saying this. He'd go from 9 to 12 straight, and not a guy would leave the room. Because he was the most inspirational, incredible person you've ever met. And he'd give over his whole story. He'd speak for like an hour and a half. And then you take questions and just talk with the guys. Nobody else I could say this about, including obviously myself, with the Gechevra. To go that long and that straight and not a guy. Mamish. And what was his whole message the entire time? And all that he really spoke about? He has the most incredible story. You could go online, and if you Google on find on YouTube what labels this man, you'll see like he has at least, it's not fully what he used to say, but most of it. He has there's a lecture he gave on a college campus. It looks like it's like a Hillel or something. And he gives over, it's Kedai to watch. It's unbelievable. They once came out with a movie about him. I've never seen him. I don't know where you could get it. I have to see. Maybe it's online, actually. Something like about a lion, because he's labeled, he was a lion. But anyways, Lemaisa, All he spoke about was Amuna. Every story was just about his Amuna. And he believes deeply that that's why he survived. He has Nisim Gluyim, story that he should have been killed time and time and time. He was in like five different concentration camps. But also just he had these run-ins with the Nazis that were like, it made no sense that he should be alive. But he believed. He got a bracha. His father took him right before the war. And he got a bracha from Yosef Yitzchok Schneerson. Bracha was buried, right? The Friedeker is buried with... We go to Daven by the oil, so it's the Rav Nachum Mendel Schneerson, the previous Lubavitch Rebbe, and his father-in-law, who was the one before him, the Friedeker, right? That's who, so Rav Yosef Yitzchok, he got a bracha before the Holocaust, right before Rav Yosef Yitzchok was gotten out of Europe. The last night he was there, before they smuggled him out, Leib Zisman got a bracha from him, and his father brought him and his brother to get brachos from him, and they both survived. He believed deeply that was part of, for sure, of his Yeshua. But it all came from his own Amunah. In fact, in his book, you see I'm holding over here, this is a book that he wrote and that he gave me this copy. It's very precious to me. And it's called I Believe. I Believe. I'll read you one story. There's so many. You should get the book also, but you can hear him. I'll read you one story. Yeah, where was it? The story I wanted you to read. Just to hear about... It's tzaddik to hear about the Muna. What is it? As strong as the Muna was. Where was it? Ah, so this was. Imagine the scene. They were taken to Auschwitz. He's on this. He's in this whole group of children, and they get to Auschwitz. Can't even imagine, right? I believe he was 13 years old at the time. So I'll just read you from the book at this point. As they were opening the wagon doors, the boys started debating if we should get out or not. One asked me, Leibke, what do we do now? So I said, let's march. Let's not go like sheep. Somebody said, you really went off the deep end, Leibke. You're crazy. I got angry. You asked me a question. I told you what I think we should do. If not, each one is on his own. Let's then say goodbye. Let's say Shema Yisrael, and let's give up. I don't know anything else what you can do except what I just told you. I think that's what we should do. He wants to march to the... They were, by the way, I didn't read you from before. They're right outside the gas chambers here. They're right outside the gas chambers. They were taken to the gas chambers, and they asked him what to do. We're going to march. March, what's pshat? Within a few minutes, a few of the leaders... because I was one of the youngest, decided to do what I suggested. As we get off the train, I said, let's go. And all of a sudden, I became the leader. Line up, let's do it right now. We lined up like we'd been taught in neat little rows, five abreast. I ran to the front, and we started marching in step, singing Animamim. I remember him telling you, they were singing, obviously, the Animamim, like they would sing throughout the Holocaust. And I believe with complete faith that the Messiah will come, and although he may be delayed, even so I will await his coming each and every day. It says here in the notes on the bottom, before we'll get back to the story, but listen to this, why did he choose to sing that song? We knew a melody particularly suited for marching, and expressed our unquestioning belief in God, his Torah, and our total faith in the final redemption. Of course, Animam is one of the verses of the 13 principles of faith, authored by the 12th century Jewish sage and philosopher Maimonides. As I later learned, this verse, which expresses the hope of a final redemption, was sung by many Jews going to the gas chambers, and became known as the Haim of the camps. Marching like this, with the German guards staring at us stupefied, we made our way to the reception building. And there I said in German, Halt! The guards went berserk. They were shouting at each other, asking, what is this group? Where did they come from? I guess marching like this, we looked to them like the Nazi youth or something. They were confused, and the leader was shouting for the papers. But the papers were not there. By an act of divine providence, the papers did not arrive. Somebody lost them or gave them to the wrong person. There were no papers. They did not know what to do. What happened? He said, and this state of things worked in our favor. instead of taking us to the gas chambers, they decided to take us to the showers and to put us up for the night. In a sense, Birkenau was like a waiting hotel where Jews waited to die because the Nazis couldn't kill them fast enough. So they decided they might as well hold us over too. They could always send us to gas chambers later. They told us to get undressed. We were allowed to keep nothing except our belts and shoes. Then he goes on to tell a story about his tefillin that he had to create incredible in Auschwitz. He had tefillin and how he saved them even when he had to undress and go into the showers. And he put on tefillin in Auschwitz every morning. And other people used to come. Naviminsky Rebbe Zechazad Kosh Baruch used to come to wear his tefillin in Auschwitz. And there it's written up in other books. Labeled Zisman. But you see, what was it all about? What saved them? What was the nace, that story? They all were supposed to go to the gas chamber. Animam! They believe. They believed with complete faith. And Label Zisman believed in the Rabbanu Shalom with complete faith. And he lived to build a family, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, grandchildren, great-grandchildren that are alive today with that emunah. That's the lacking of emunah that the Dor HaMabul had, ki hishchis kol basar, and leads to destruction. Each and every one of us, let's build our emunah, let's strengthen our emunah. Let's be one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment, and then whatever Hashem brings our way, we can be strong. And every day we're going to serve Him incredibly because we have that emunah and we know He's by our side. To a zoiche, it'll bring the Shekhinah back with the Gula Shleima, and there'll be no more pain, no more suffering, no more difficulties. Mashiach Zekeinu, B'mheir B'yameinu, through the Torah, B'chedshvan, Bez Hashem, Zbarach.